Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, June the 5th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. And thank you, SAT team, for getting the signal out through the Starlink system all over the globe. And thank you for everybody in Big Call Universe tuned in and listening again on this Thursday night. We're happy to have everybody here. And we're going to get started with Sue's teaching as soon as we pray in tonight's call. So let's do that now. Lord God, thank you so much for all that you're doing for us to keep us motivated, to keep us current, to keep us ever moving forward one step at a time. Thank you for the various opportunities that we have. Thank you for your provision, for our health, everything that you give us. Nature, it's just amazing, really, if we think about it and stop and look outside or be outside to what you've given us. Thank you for everything, even the tough times that we're going through. Thank you for those because we're going through them and you're with us in the midst of them. But thank you for that. All that you've done and will do for us in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is kind of a highlight of the call when you bring a teaching that you and Bob and I can enjoy and comment on. And then, of course, Big Call Universe gets the benefit of all of it. So thank you, Sue, for bringing that to us tonight.
You're so welcome. And you know, it's really everybody's commenting on it. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage people to write down what their thoughts are because it's illuminating what's coming up inside of you. And that's the important part. And I love it. And here it is. Oh, and I want to dedicate this to a gentleman by the name of Dan. Very gallantly sent us a gift. I just want to thank him because I haven't had a chance to. So I hope he's listening. Dan, if you're listening to this, I just want to thank you for the beautiful gift. And This is for you. Step into your future. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Years ago, I went into a government building that had two sets of double doors spaced about 15 feet apart. The doors opened automatically as I approached, but for security reasons, when I went through the first set of doors, I had to let them close tightly before the next set of doors would open in front of me. She's going to have to stop talking too much. Hold on. Nothing like an authentic teaching. As long as I stayed at the front set of doors, the second set would not open. In many ways, life operates in a manner similar to those automatic doors. You have to let go of your disappointments, let go of your failures, and let those doors close tightly behind you. Step forward into the future that God has for you, knowing there's nothing you can do about past disappointments. You cannot change the past, but you can do something about the future. What's in front of you is far more important than what is behind you. Where you're going is more significant than where you came from or where you've been. If you have the right attitude, you'll give birth to more in the future than you've ever lost in the past. Quit looking back. This is a new day. It may seem like your dreams have died, but God can resurrect your dead dreams or give you brand new ones. He is a supernatural God. And when we believe in God, all things are possible. God has not given up on you. He knows that he puts seeds of greatness in you. You have something to offer that nobody else has. He's given you noble dreams and desires. Too often, however, we allow adversities, disappointments, and setbacks to deter us. And before long, we find that we're not pressing forward anymore. We're not stretching. We're not believing we will rise any higher in life. Ironically, some of the most gifted, talented people go through some of the most unfair, unfortunate experiences, divorce, abuse, and neglect. And it's easy for such a person to think, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve any of this? Unfortunately, the enemy knows something about what's on the inside of you as well. He knows the potential you're carrying. So he does everything he can to keep that seed from taking root. He doesn't want your gifts and talents to flourish. He doesn't want you to accomplish your dreams. He wants you to live an average, mediocre life. But understand this. God did not create any person without putting something extremely valuable on the inside. Life may have tried to push you down through disappointments or setbacks in the natural. You don't know how you could rise any higher, but you don't see how you're ever going to be happy. Apostle Paul stirred up the young understudy Timothy, saying, stir up the gift within you. Similarly, you need to stir up your gifts, your talents, your dreams and desires. In short, the potential within you. The good things of God are still there. Now you're going to do your part and start digging them out. Step boldly into your future, knowing God will never leave you or forsake you. Father, you've promised me a future and a hope. You've already given me so much. As your child, I confidently step forward, knowing you have prepared me and prepared a way for me. You have filled me with blessing. I'm walking in your favor today. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. What a beautiful teaching. Starting with Jeremiah 29:11. God does have plans for us. And he's got gifts. And we each, as I mentioned on Tuesday night's call, each of us have been embodied with talents and gifts. And as the teaching said that Sue was reading, that we need to stir up those gifts. Like Paul was telling, Silas. Whoever it was he was talking, Timothy, right? Paul was telling Timothy to stir those gifts up that are within you. And we need to do that too. I love the fact that, you know, Sue, you talked about the resurrection of dreams and the creation of new dreams. And I love the idea of that because many of us have been dreaming for a while regarding our future after everything comes through, after we've exchanged at the Redemption Center, after we have gone into the med bed, if that's what you want to do. Everything is set up for us to go through this like we intend. And then what about your dreams? Do you still have some dreams? Do you think you're too old to dream? No. The young men will have visions and the old men will dream dreams, the Bible says. So even if you're over 60 or 70 or 80 years old, you can still have dreams. And you know what? When you get out of the med bed, you can fulfill those dreams. You know? They're there for us. And, you know, if God has put an idea or a dream or a plan in your mind, a lot of times what we have is stuff that God's given to us. to work out, you know? And so I love that. I love that we can focus on those, continue to dream, continue to plan and have things, you know, that we intend to do. And if they're in line with God's word, God will honor those. And I think Rebuild America and Rebuild International is well within God's plan for us. And to help the veterans and help the pastors and the pastors, teachers, and evangelists and so on under the Pastoral Retreat Network, I think God honors that as well. We're pointing in the right direction. We really are. We're going to step one foot at a time. It won't all happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will our projects be built in a day. But we're getting a good start on those, even now, by thinking about them, meditating on them, creating them, and dreaming about them, making them a reality. And they are going to become. They already are a reality in our minds. And if we've spoken them out, as I have and we have on the Big Call, guess what? They're a reality already. And we'll see those fulfilled as we create those together. And I'm just excited about it all, Sue. I think it's really, you know, Bob has incredibly good plans. You have fantastic plans. I've got plans. And we all are going to be doing things, some of which we'll do together, some of which we'll do separately. But we all have plans. And Big Call Universe, I hope you have plans too. And I hope you're still dreaming dreams. And if you need your dreams resurrected, just ask God to put a dream in your heart that you can see to fulfillment. Because you guys, this is going to be one amazing event for all of us. And the trick is not to go too far, too fast, but just go at a good pace, just get everything moving, and you know, we're going to be around for a while. So it doesn't all have to happen in the first 2 or 3 years, but we can get well started and bring this thing into fruition with God's help. And I'm excited about it, Sue. I like that teaching a lot. I think it's really strong, and I can't wait to hear what Bob would have to say about it. So thank you, Sue, for bringing us another winner.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Well, Bruce, thank you very much. And Sue,
you're welcome.
Thank you. It just feels like it's really right to be able to spend this time, you know, so consistently, you know, on Thursdays at this time, to be able to have these teachings and then have them really absorb into our heart, and they kind of stack one on top of another to help really create this beautiful sense of guidance. So thank you very much. And Sue, I was thinking about your friend Dan. And I was thinking, what could Dan stand for, D-A-N? And I thought, daring, adventurous, and noble.
Oh, that's good. That's so good.
That's what it feels like. Yeah, and I thought, you know, also your whole concept, the teaching concept of stepping into your future, and how the future that you want to create is right there, and you get to choose from many. And the trick is to become the person that future demands. And to really ask yourself, if this phenomenal paradise of my future is there, am I focused enough to accomplish it? Am I confident enough? And am I future-focused enough, or am I hampered by the past? Am I capable of actually envisioning this future? And, you know, the answer is yes. We all are. We can, every one of us can do anything we can envision. And, you know, how is that possible? It's really easy. You pray for guidance, and you pray for power, and you feel the gifts from God being transmitted, transfused into you as your prayers are drawing that power to you. And then rejoice. Rejoice in your feeling of that power, of that guidance that's come to you, and then take action. What is it to do with this guidance and power? Take action. Do 10 things today that are towards that paradise of your choosing. And when the day is done, you can finish the day with reflection. And if necessary, you can revise. Use the magic shears of revision and go back on your timeline and clip out anything that you wish you'd done better and envision the actual doing of that better and insert that picture into the gap that you clipped out. And as you finish this revision, you can pray again. It's nighttime now, and you can pray for protection from what might come to you in the night. And you can pray to have really wonderful and magnificent dreams and visions that will come to you that you can act upon with those same 10 things the following day. And stack 10 upon 10 upon 10 and on, day after day, and all the way to your own glory and victory, which, as you can feel from your prayers, is actually the glory and the victory of God.
That's so beautiful, Bob.
That is well said, Bob. Very well said, and that's a great comment on this teaching. And I think it's going to go a long way with us. Sue, I'm thinking about so many different aspects of that and about everything that we're going to be doing in the future and kind of where we are now and how we're doing it. How do you place this teaching and how do you use it as a motivation tool?
Well, it's interesting because I had something that I was going to do in my segment, or I will be doing in my segment, and then I found the teaching. I was like, wow, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about in my segment. And what I liked about what both of you said, I'm going to start with you, Bruce, is our dreams, and this is going to be very, very powerful in the quantum era, where your consciousness in Christ, your attention in Christ, can be shaped and reshaped, just like Bob said. It's what you're giving attention to that goes into your body, that creates your perception, that creates your closeness to God. And your closeness to God, this is interesting, is always reflected in your ability to, just as you said, Bruce, when you're going through something, if you can see that it's actually giving you, like, okay, this is how I feel about blank blank, or it's showing you how you're looking and perceiving life. And so when you can look at and perceive life as it's all of God loving you, that to me is stepping into the future. And so I'm going to tell everybody something that I said to Bruce, and I don't think you would have heard it anywhere else. I said this to him yesterday. I said, how are you? What are you doing? And I think I said to him, I made God really happy, and God mm-hmm. made me really happy. Imagine being able to simplify things down to, God made me really happy, and I made God really happy. It was like I was playing with God all day long creating this course. It was like I was in it, and I've been in it for days and days and days, but it made me so happy. And that, to me, is stepping into the future of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going out to lunch and going out and buying clothes, and nothing's wrong with that, but I was creating. I was creating. I was generating. I was making up original, meaningful, helpful material. And it was play. And that's what everybody's going to be able to do. Especially when you have an aligned team, people that you love working with and people that are supporting you. Imagine if you could say, go to sleep tonight, like Bob said, and say, God made me so happy today, and I made God so happy today. Look at how that joins you. Not far off. It's your love. Your love made you so happy today. Your vast, infinite God love made you so happy today that it dissolved, even if we get into our prayers, it dissolved your resistance, like Pastor Scott. It dissolved, like Dan sending me this gift. Whatever. It's an amazing thing to think about. I made God happy today. When you share something with someone else, and God made me so happy when I was sharing it. It's like it's so simple, actually. It's hard to believe that we've made it so separated, hard. It's God is joy in the moment. God is everything. You can be going through pain. You could be going through misery. And if you sit with it long enough, it's going to transform into this light, into this awareness that dissolves into God's love. And I call that stepping into the future.
That's well said, Sue. Enjoyed that. That's really a beautiful perspective on this teaching. And I can't wait to hear what you're going to say in your segment. Because if it's anything like that, it'll be outstanding for all of us. Excellent, okay. Sue. Thank you very much, Bob. All right, let's move into prayer requests and praise reports and see, Sue, if we have any of those that you can bring out.
Yes, we do.
I'll let you go ahead and look into those.
Thank you.
No problem.
I had it all lined up. I had it all lined up. It's so much. Yeah. Okay, got it. I got it.
Good.
So, we are going to start with, is this Pastor Scott? Yes. Tonight's praise is for God's creation. Growing up in First Church of Heathen, is it Heathen or Heaven, Scott? I was a strong believer in all created in bugs, animals, flowers, plants, stars, planets, etc. I looked at God in the lens of creation until I learned about all the attributes in seminary. We serve an amazing God. Sorry, I'm butchering this. I'm just reading what you wrote. So I'm doing the best I can. Last night, our church had worship service in a very beautiful garden outdoors at dusk. It was amazing. It made me think about Genesis chapter 1. God spoke and everything came to be. Just amazing. Right. He's still speaking today to all of us in Big Call Universe. Take care of my people, my land, etc. My prayer is you hold tight to this calling we have. It's for a quantum time as this. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
There we go. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can picture that outdoor service outside at dusk. Very enjoyable. Wednesday night service. Yeah, boy. That would be fun, especially outdoors. Wow. Very cool.
And our next one. Sue, Chad is the son of a very close friend that is in Jacksonville. Can you say a huge prayer for Chad? Pat's son, he's not well. Forward. Long story, but I'll make it short. Chad is in critical unit at UF Health on 8th Street. They moved in from the north side doing a heart catheter, plus he's going to be put on dialysis for a while. He has a lot of needles in him. His heart is still only working at 10% is what I understand, but there are no clogs in any of his arteries. They are all clear. So let's everybody, we're going to do something a little different today. She's coming in. Put your hand on your heart, please. And when you do, you literally activate the center that's in your heart and amplify your heart's power in Christ. And we're first going to pray that when we hear prayers of people with these conditions and et cetera, we're going to see that everyone on this call is a representative of the future where these diseases are prevented, where the darkness that created them is gone, where the stress is gone. Whatever led up to humanity putting up with all this disease and falling apart and all of it, it's over. Done. Not going to be around any longer. So we're going to pray for Chad, and we're going to pray for his friend, and we're going to see that right now all of us are praying as emissaries of the new era of healing, the new era of Christ, the new kingdom on earth, that he was our gateway to opening up as a prayer group our commitment to healing others with everything we have in Christ, with Christ surrounding him in the light and the power of his ability to transform like he did the dead. And we see all of his family being surprised at the power of this prayer and the recovery he makes, and that we're doing it and amplifying it for the purpose of creating a healing tsunami on this planet. A healing tsunami of frequency, med beds, advanced technologies. So this was the last remnant, and this is his last remnant of struggling with ill health. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen.
And now I have to go back to another page.
Mm-hmm.
Because, nope. Do you realize in 1 hour, it's 6 pages back? Wow. Scary.
Wow.
I know.
Hmm.
So, this is from Jeannie.
Okay.
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. We pray that our hearts be full of joy because we have hope in Christ. And when we face troubles, and we pray that God helps us to have patience and not give up before seeing our victory. Heavenly Father, today we continue to pray for the big call and all the leaders and listeners, all the prayer requests, RV blessings, med beds, world peace. May God answer all your prayers and bless you with peace, health, love, and happiness. Everyone have a safe and beautiful weekend. Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. That was beautiful. I like closing with Jeannie's prayers.
That is good. They're very good, aren't they? I appreciate that, Jeannie. Thank you for that. Okay. And that should wrap us up, Sue, for that tonight. So let's get in. Thank you. Let's get into what you would like to discuss with us after having finished your first of two classes, one tonight and one tomorrow night. And how many classes is that total that you've done, Sue?
That would be, I need my friend Doug with typos
Doug
called Dog.
Yeah, Dog. Come on, Dog.
Yo, Dog. I think that's 209 and 210 will be Friday.
Okay.
That's a lot of classes.
That's what I was thinking. Well, tell us a little bit about this one, Sue, and anything else you want us to know about.
Well, this was a really powerful class for me to create because it took 10 years of what I've exposed, you know, walking this journey with you, Bruce, what we discovered about, and I mentioned it on the call the other night, talking to ultra high net worth and people that are in that space that we're all going to be in, and finding out and being, these people were shocked at my questions because most people are just doing what their advisors tell them to do. They're not thinking about, like, they don't see a pattern on these, like, missed opportunities, which anybody that's an innovator, and that's my definition, elevate, innovate, regenerate is my project's tags. Mm-hmm. And so I found out that I would ask these people and I'd say, well, has anybody ever done this or combined this? And they said, no, but that's a really good idea. That's like cross-functional. We wouldn't tell anybody about that. They'd have to ask us for it. And so it was very powerful to be on a call and introduce one of the concepts tonight and have this woman say, oh, yeah. She was in a corporate version of what I was offering. I can't give it away because I can't. We'll see about making it available someday. But the point is, this is how you can help yourself. You can think about if you could leverage yourself out of too much to do, too many demands as you get ready with your projects, what would that be? And so we created the systems, and this is a class that was called The New Systems Map. No single ultra-high net worth advisor will ever hand you. And it was really fun when I would be meeting with these people and I would start seeing these opportunities for things that could, like, free people. I said, have you ever done it this way? And they go, no, but that's a really good idea. And it was fascinating to watch how everybody on the call was like, it's like literally taking off 80% of the work from your plate. So that was really fun. And I'm going to give you introduce two testimonials, but I want to speak about what I'm going to call my segment from now on, because it's very important. When you come to this segment, it's called the future segment, because everything that we do and that we design is about pulling in these new, emerging, proven, scientific, Christ-based, strategic, everything to get you out of density. What is density? Density is struggle. Density is the stuff that keeps you bogged down in minutiae, in noise. Mm-hmm. We need people and leaders to be as clear and cognitively free. So I'm going to give you a taste of a bonus article, and you're going to want your pen out because this could be very, very powerful for hiring people. And it's based on the concept, hiring people and creating projects, of anticipatory design. Why it's the hidden standard for the new era of humanitarian leadership. And the person that came up with this was Aaron Shapiro. And in a 2015 Fast Company article, he called it Designing Systems That Make Decisions on Behalf of Users to Reduce Friction. Call it stress. Acting before a need is expressed. So we're moving from shifting. Let's say you're in a relationship. Let's say you're sitting with your assistant. And this happened to me today. And she said, I've already printed it. I already did it. She was like, I didn't even ask her. And she had come in, logged in, done it. And she was preemptive. Here's the word. She was preemptive with care. You want to be hiring people so that they're supporting you, and you've got to be good at articulating, you know, we're doing something big and important here. I need somebody that can give me anticipatory design. I need you to help take noise off my plate. Noise off my plate. And that's what we try to do with all of our courses, is we try to make it so you're getting the most essential, clarifying, confidence-building, reducing the noise in your head, clarity. We're not telling you what to do. We're invoking your clarity. Or in this case, in this class, what we were doing was 10 years of research and seeing, okay, we can do cross-functional things where we got a group of people organized under one person in transition. Nobody had done that before. And those are the kinds of things you want to be looking at in your projects. What hasn't been done before? How can we make it easier? How can this make so people's lives are less stressful? If they had this information, would it 10x? That means, would it expand their capacity to think freely, to be creative, and to have the bandwidth? You can't create when you're in a lot of stress. You can't offer love when you're in a lot of stress. So we need to create from how do I get my team and I, how do I get my family and I, how do I act preemptively, which was a class we had last time, so my family's not under stress when I'm doing this. That's preemptive. That's anticipatory design. What are they going to go through in the first 4 days when I'm not available? So their homework tonight was to think of the people they talked to the most and to set it up so they're really clear, and they're going to say, okay, in the next 4 or 5 days, maybe a week, let's make our time to talk at this time so they don't have distraction coming at them. They've got to let people know about that, just like I did with Bruce. Bruce, we'll probably talk, instead of 3 times a day, we'll talk once a day. You got to start doing that now. If you did that now and you got clear about it, you don't have to tell them yet. You would have think about the relief you would feel. Okay, they're taken care of. I get to focus. They know when I'm going to be available. Now you're in the same design. You're in anticipatory design. You're there. They're important. But you're telling them when you're going to be available. Very, very important. So you're not being pulled by, where have you been? What are you doing? What's going on? No. So I have two testimonials to read, and then we'll just make haste first. I thought this was really beautiful. If I can find it. Sue and Allison, for your prayers and support, what a comfort this has given me. I'm no longer in a reactive space. So happy to have the ability to do all this because of taking these classes. What a blessing. Love and hugs, Sherry. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that when you're with people that they're moving towards their future, bigger, thinking strategically, acting proactively and mindfully selves versus their day-to-day, the RV's not here. That's where most people are. When you take any of our classes, which two are available for you at the moment, you get to start to think more like that future you that's going to have all these resources, going to have to learn how to navigate that. But what we try to do is get you to embody and practice that now. So it's not such a shock and you're all of a sudden, what do I do? Here's last testimonial and then we'll close it out, Bruce. Hey, Sue. My wife and I want to write to thank all of you, Bruce, Bob, and yourself, for keeping us inspired week after week. And we really want to thank you for putting together these two programs, the MedBed 100 and the Quantum Future Founder programs. It brought us a much deeper understanding and groundedness in both the MedBeds and what we're going to be walking into, and how the quantum future will help us get our priorities straight so we can create with clarity in our family's life and in our projects. So thank you. Just wanted to acknowledge all the hard work and effort you put in, and we bless you for it, Jack and Annie. That's nice. So it's really simple. You're going to be stepping into an expanded future with expanded possibilities, with a lot of change going on. Do you want to be supported in how you process that, knowing what you're doing with the MedBed? And do you want to have the opportunity to begin, remember the grandmother that said she wanted her 7 grandchildren to have the Quantum Leader Future Founder Program, people that order the MedBed and then they go, oh, I want the Quantum MedBed, you know, people have one and then they want the other, or you can get both. All you have to do, just keeping it simple, don't overload yourself with information. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your MedBed 100 Quantum Leader. I have to see it or else I'll just talk about it and it won't make sense. See what they're saying. Quantum MedBed Leader
100 or Quantum 100, right?
I got it. Don't worry, I'm structuring. And so then you're going to put your name, your telephone number, if you have PayPal or not, and we'll be getting an invoice out to you usually within, a couple of hours, 6 hours, and then we usually do the mailing out of the programs that evening. So you usually get it within 24 hours, as long as we're not being bombarded, and you'll get a little feed from our autoresponder. So that's
what's
it, Bruce.
What's the trick, Sue? What is the what's trick, the, though? What do they need to do?
They need to email now.
And after that, what do they need to do?
Oh, watch their emails.
Watch their emails. That's
why
right.
do I feel like a little chihuahua jumping through a hoop, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just people don't realize they need to catch that first email, but then stay tuned for more emails that are going to come from you in the process of getting an invoice or, you know, getting what they, you know, making a payment and then getting, you know, the actual classes sent to them. I mean, there's a little process here. So they need
to stay tuned.
And pay attention.
And the reason there is a process is this is sensitive stuff. We protect your privacy. We do it manually. I mean, it's done with a lot of love. I mean, it requires a lot of attention. And filtering different people's names and their weird this. It's a labor of love. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
I know Bob can relate.
Thank you, Sue. That's a really thank you, Sue. That was fun. I enjoyed that segment, and I enjoyed everything you said about that. That was really cool. I think that new class sounds really spectacular, and everybody that's enrolled will have another class tomorrow night, 7:25 Eastern Daylight Time. Oh, that's good, Sue. All right. Thank you very much. Now, Bob, I know Sue had two testimonials tonight. I hope you have two or three that you can bring us. Plus, I did order today a little fill-in order. And I already ordered and got my sale order in a couple of days ago. I guess we got it in Monday, actually. So tell us how everything's going and anything else that you'd like us to know about.
Sure. Thank you, Bruce. We did get some testimonials in just in the last couple of days.
Okay.
And they're really short and sweet.
Okay.
This one came in 3 hours ago. It's about Myotrol. It simply says, very good product for keeping muscular.
Mm.
I love the brevity. Here's the second one about Myotrol from a woman. Muscles are improved.
Yep.
Here's another one about our digestive enzymes. I love all the products. Here's another short one. All good. They're getting shorter.
Even shorter. All good.
You know what, Bob, hold on. It's clear. They're very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's another one, very, very direct and to the point about Good Night Formula. After the first night of taking Good Night Formula, I slept like a baby. Best sleep in a while. Another one, very clear.
That's very good.
So, you know, sometimes people give us these elaborate testimonials. This was the period of time for brevity.
Yeah.
And I wanted to remind people what we have that's going on with our sales, because we have some really, really great ones. This is the time of year. And Bruce, I have to say, a lot of people are taking advantage of this, and it's still going on. We're doing a buy one, get one half off of our barley, both Gladiator barley and Heirloom barley.
Yep.
And we do this during this time of year as we get close to harvest time up in Canada. And we get reports about what's happening in the fields and what kind of harvest there's going to be and whether or not we are going to have enough or any product for the following year, because in the world of agriculture, not always certain. I remember one year about 5 years ago, it was very hard for them to get the product out of the silo because they had so much rain after the harvest, the silo was totally surrounded by a lake of water.
Oh, man.
And they had no choice but to wait until it subsided so that they could get to the silo to get the seeds to sprout them. But now we know that this is a really great harvest, and so we can put the products on sale. Barley's buy one, get one half off. The lignans are 50% off, and the premium probiotics are 50% off. These are all products we get from the same region in northern Canada, from the pristine organic farms that they have up there. We also have 50% off our olive leaf extract, and we also have a deal that lots of people have been taking advantage of, where if you have an order that's $150 or more, you get some free barley. It's a half-size canister of heirloom barley, which is a full month supply if you're just taking it the first time. Otherwise, you call it a travel canister or a two-week supply. But in any regard, it's free, along with the shipping, in an order of $150 or more.
That's a great deal. Yep. Bob, how many harvests do we get? How many harvests of the barley do we get a year? Do you get more than one in Canada?
No, just one.
Just
you
the
could
one.
Get more than one if you really wanted to, but it's not necessary at this point.
Okay.
Because what's happened, Bruce, is that the seeds have become so much bigger and denser over the years as they coax new genetic expression out of the plant, and there's a lot more seeds. So we're consuming sprouted seeds when we take this barley, and normally a barley, a stalk of barley has six rows of seeds or 12 seeds per plant, and the barley we are now getting has 14 rows of seeds. And so in the same amount of acreage, you're getting way more seeds, and the seeds are a lot bigger and denser. The bushel weight is a lot higher. There's a lot more nutrition. So the barley's been getting more nutritious over the years by design, and we only need that one harvest. Even when we need more of the product, the one harvest still suffices. And then, Bruce, I wanted to say this. You know, on Tuesday, we had this testimonial from a lady that she talked about having made this really fast, really strong recovery from a super serious illness, and all her friends were astonished at how fast she had recovered. And I wanted to talk about that because if somebody who's listening, either themselves or a friend or family member, has been sick and they want to help to inform them about how to recover faster, this might be helpful. You know, in the past, we had these things called convalescent homes.
Yes.
And what they were was places for people to go after they'd been sick. And when they were sick, they fortunately did not die, but they were very sick, and now it was time to recover. And they had convalescent homes where people could be cared for, they'd be given nutritious food, they were taken out into the sunlight each day, and they were given plenty of rest and pampering while they recovered. Well, we don't really do that anymore, necessarily, for people. People try to bounce back and get back to work right away or be able to get back to help take care of their children or grandchildren. And so we need a different strategy than just rest and sunlight, although I have to tell you, those are two really, really important things.
I agree with that.
get into the sunlight, especially first thing in the morning as best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Get the shades to go up, and if possible, get outside, even if you're just out on the porch in a chair or out on your balcony. If possible, go for a short walk. But really important to get sunlight, you know, to begin helping with your recovery. The other thing is to make sure you're super well-nourished. When people get sick, they use up a lot of their reserves. And a body that's ill needs a lot of vitamins and minerals and amino acids and energy while you're sick just to stay alive. And so you're depleted when that happens. And it's good to get into a routine as quickly as possible, you know, taking your Boomer Boost, your barley, some lignans to keep your immune system really strong. A lot of times when people get sick, they end up getting diarrhea, and so you need to restore your microbiome with some premium probiotics and to really make sure you start producing more energy as quickly as you can. And Myotrol helps tremendously in producing energy. And so people can think about that as well. And the other thing is, Bruce, when people get sick, they get a lot of inflammation. And if someone was to go for a blood test and they were to check their C-reactive protein during the time they're sick or right after they were sick, it's going to be sky high. And your body's inflamed. And so you want to quiet that as best you can by using antioxidants that will help scavenge the free radicals that were prolific during your illness. And then the other thing is, lastly, is to kind of get refocused. Because when people are not feeling well, they get into this rut, this sense that they're not feeling well, this general kind of readiness to believe that things are not okay and things are not right. But once the illness is gone and you're in recovery, it's really good to say, okay, I can go ahead and change and flip the switch and begin to think healthy, right? I'm no longer sick. I'm in recovery, and I'm on my way to being super healthy, and it's going to happen quickly and easily. And it's also a really good time for this type of focus is to spend time in prayer and meditation and really allow for the miracle of the Holy Spirit to help to heal you, just as it did for many, many of the people in the Bible that were made these really quick, miraculous recoveries from all types of illnesses and even death. Right? So think about that. And just spend time communing with the ultimate healer and imagine his touch upon your chest, infusing beautiful healing energy into you with encouraging words and pronouncing over you that everything is now okay and that you're going to heal very quickly. And so that's it. That's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. It's 4 minutes after 10.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you, Bob. I love the information that you gave us about the barley and the barley harvest and the fact that you've got barley, buy one, get one half off. I took advantage of that, and I matched it with Boomer Boost, which was not on sale. And then I like the idea of the premium probiotics, and it is a premium product for half price, which is ridiculous, but took advantage of that. Also, the lignans, took advantage of that. And then got some other stuff today. I got some aloe vera, which is great for stem cell growth and improvement of those. And olive leaf extract, that was another good one. And what other one I got? I had to make sure I had enough vitamin D3. I only was down to my last few pills of D3. So I got another couple of bottles of D3. And, I'm all set. I think I've filled in nicely with what I needed. So I'm very happy. And, of course, Stephanie was terrific and, answered the phone when I called. She didn't have to call me back. She was right there. We knocked it out. And very happy with that. And she was great. She was really great. So let's keep in mind that the way to get to Bob's site and to see these terrific products that really aren't available, some of them are just so unusually made, like the barley, like the probiotics, all of the, Boomer Boost with 68 active compounds, all of that, it's not available anywhere else. And that's exclusive to us. And I love that it's not exclusive to the Big Call, but when we call in, they're aware we're a Big Call listener. When you tell them, hey, I heard this on Big Call, I heard Bob on Thursday night talk about this, I think they perk up and they like that. And I like when you guys tell them, hey, I heard it on the Big Call. So it's getting to the website. The trick is my site is bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on there, you'll see on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. Boom, you're right into his website. And you can go through and you can see all the various products. You can pull the product menu down and see the on sale tab. Go through that. See the various products that are on sale. And, of course, you can also go to the footer of the page and see a number of podcasts and teaching about neuro-linguistic programming and about havening and all kinds of cool stuff that you could check out, prevention of cancer, all kinds of stuff, and probably things that you just can't really find anywhere else. So the other thing is I use the 800 number to call in, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So check it out. I have the number in my phone. I can just go right there and dial it up, get in there. And if tomorrow, because the call tonight, a lot of people might be calling in tomorrow. So just realize it's possible you'll get a recording. It's a very nice recording and about customer support. And then you just leave your name and phone number, and they'll call you right back. Simple as that. And it happens to me about, every third time I get that. Most of the time I can catch Stephanie, but not always. And Friday's a good day to call in. So keep that in mind and take advantage of it. Take full advantage of it. All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Let's get into what the intel is telling us now. Yes, we have been moved back a little bit. Yes, I thought we would get notified over the weekend, like a Saturday, Sunday. But then some other factors came in that moves us out a little bit, not too far, early next week. And I'll define that in a minute. What is happening is that there are a few additional banks, and I don't know how many, that did not come to the party, that did not bring in the QFS system and fully integrate it. Not too many. I think these are a few leftover renegade banks that they're finding out about, and everybody is getting connected now. If they haven't already, they're getting connected to four systems, QFS, Starlink satellite system, the blockchain technology, and the fintech system. Those four things are all being fully integrated in all banks throughout the globe. But we had a few in the U.S., I think, that were not quite there. So we're waiting for those to come. Now, we also think that that should be complete by Sunday night. So what else happens on Sunday? You've got the Forex that comes back up at 5 o'clock Eastern. Because remember, it goes down at 5 o'clock Friday, comes back up Sunday night. So 48 hours later, that comes up, and then trading begins either Sunday night or Monday, depending on what part of the world you're in. Okay? So that's going to be happening. Now, we have, this is something that was interesting. Remember how we talked about 24 currencies that are going up in value? I'm not sure what the total number is now, but I know right now one of those currencies is pending. It's still on the screen, but it's got a pending note by it. That's the Russian ruble. Don't know why, but it's in pending mode. The other two currencies that are coming on, that came on today, and the codes were entered for those additional two currencies, were the Korean won. I'm calling it Korean, not North or South Korean, because I believe under Jisara, you may see this reunification of North and South Korea as one country, like we had happen with Vietnam. So keep in mind that's a very real possibility. Don't know exactly when, but they both have a won, a W-O-N, won, as their currency. So I think those two will come up with one rate for both North and South, and that would be, and their unification or reunification is something we should be looking for. The other currency that is been entered code-wise, has been entered on the screen today, was the new Taiwanese, I'm calling it, or new Taiwan dollar, NTD, new Taiwan dollar. Notice that's a dollar and not a yuan or a yen or a yuan or anything else. It's just, it's cool name. New Taiwanese dollar. So that has been entered. So we've got somewhere in the 24, 25, 26 range of currencies that are going up in value. Now we've got some that are going to stay the same, some that are going to go down in value. Don't know what those are yet. Don't have up-to-date rates yet on dinar and dong and rupiah and zim and all. We know the zim's right there at a dollar. It's not going anywhere. It's at a dollar for us, and that's what we had been said it would be, and that's what it is. So that's all good. You know you've got a contract rate on the dinar that is very, very good. It's approaching a hundo, maybe five under. Maybe five under. Still in great shape on that. Dong is supposed to be very good. Don't have an up-to-date rate on that. So those three currencies, I've been told, we will be very pleased with those rates. Now, notice I'm talking about the redemption center. You're not going to get a contract rate on dinar at the bank. You're not going to get the ZIM traded in or turned in at the bank, only redeemed at a redemption center. Okay? Now, the dong will still be at the bank, but I don't think it's going to be as high of a rate as it would be at the redemption center. But it'll be a good rate. It'll be a very good rate. All right, so what else is happening that gives us a timeline? You've got a holiday that starts tomorrow in Iraq. And you know what, guys? I don't know if it's on in some other countries as well. It is a Muslim holiday. You remember we've talked about Eid al-Fitr, F-I-T-R, in the past. This is Eid al-Adwa, A-D-W-A, A-D-W-A, Adwa. Eid al-Adwa. And I know what it means, I know what it stands for, and I know what the holiday's about. But rather than get into that, let me say it this way. They are supposed to, let's use the term, revalue their Iraqi dinar over the weekend. It starts Friday and ends on Monday, I think, at sunset. So it starts Monday, I mean, it starts Friday, tomorrow. It's 4 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is some of you might remember when the Kuwaiti dinar revalued. Guess what? It did the same thing. It revalued over the four-day holiday that they're celebrating now. I don't know if it was Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adwa, I don't know. But I can say that it did happen over that four-day holiday in Kuwait. So, are they following that pattern? Iraq, are they following the pattern set up by Kuwait some 22 or 25 years ago? Yeah, I believe they did. It was under President Clinton at the time. And if you guys look back and notice, we had our budget balanced 2 years in a row under Clinton. Well, guess why? It's because we as a country were invested in Kuwaiti dinar. You think we might have learned something from then? You think we might have a little bit of dinar in our treasury? You think we've got Zim in the treasury? You think we've got a few other currencies in our new U.S. restored republic treasury? Oh, yeah, we do. We got a bunch of it in there, tons of it, literally. All right, so why am I bringing this up? Because I think that this weekend, I've been told by our Iraqi sources that they will use that time to officially revalue the Iraqi dinar and bring it out, I'm going to say Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday. Now, with that holiday happening, you know, why are we dependent on Iraq? Are we dependent? They are the so-called linchpin to all of these currencies revaluing. And I think we're just showing respect to them and just having them revalue their currency. And it could be quite a bit more than it was. I mean, we had a rate at the banks the other day on the dinar that was good. We had a really good rate. It's not where we're going to be on the redemption center screens or on the contract rate at the redemption center, but it was still quite handsome of a rate. So expect that to happen. And what does that do for us? Well, there's more. Wait, there's more. We have, from some sources, things that have happened today, and I can tell you about a few of them. One thing that we got was that the IRS is gone. Now, we're all going to believe that one when we see it. I get that. But the IRS is supposed to be gone. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is gone. The other thing is the SWIFT system. Remember, that was a system put in place by the cabal so they could use your money instead of sending a SWIFT, instead of sending a bank wire, okay, that would get there in a day, okay, which it can do under the QFF system, it would take up to 13 days for money to be transferred to some countries using the SWIFT system. Well, it wasn't as SWIFT as it sounded, was it? I mean, this was a way for the banks to use that money, trade on it, do whatever they wanted to do with it until that wire went through. And in some countries that you're sending stuff to Africa, it might take a little longer to get there. Well, the SWIFT system is supposed to be gone. That means now, with the quantum financial system, using the FinTech, using the Starlink system, using blockchain technology, you can actually do what's called a ledger-to-ledger transfer. It's almost like transferring money from one of your bank accounts at Chase Bank to another bank account at Chase Bank. Okay, that's how simple it will become. And I believe, remember, when you're sending a wire, you had ABA, the American Banking Association. You had an ABA routing number, and then you had your account number. You had to have both of them exactly right. Well, I think under the new system, we probably won't need an ABA routing number anymore. I'm going to wait and see what they actually use to transfer these. It's kind of like sending a Zelle. A Zelle is something that's relatively new in the last couple of years, few years, and a piece of cake. Now, they limit the amount you can Zelle somebody, but it's easy to do, and there's no fees for it. There's no fees, whereas international bank wires, some banks are still charging $50 to send a bank wire across the world. So, all right, we're going to move on beyond that. So we've got those three things that have been eliminated. All right, what are they doing now? What they're doing now is, and I mean as in yesterday and today and through the weekend, I think it'll be done by Sunday night. What they're doing is they're transferring our USD accounts into USN. Now, it sounds like a pretty easy thing to designate a USD account to a USN account. But whatever's involved, that's happening now. And I'm not a techno guy, as you guys know, so I don't know exactly what they're doing to make that happen. But that is happening, like today, and it should continue through, I think, Sunday night. That should be done. The other thing is that with the USN designation, United States node is what it refers to. Some call it USN as new, but it's okay. That's our new designation for the new dollar. Okay? And the other thing is, you remember our currency is a Federal Reserve note, what we keep now, what we've got in our pocket now, the cash. Well, the new money is a United States Treasury note, USTN. That's already been printed. They're still printing them, but they've got them at the banks in the drawers ready to go. They've had them for 2 years at least in the drawers at the banks, and we also have them at the redemption centers ready for us to go in. And I think they're shrink wrapped probably in $1,000 bundles at the redemption centers. And those will be hundreds, fifties, twenties, tens, fives. And I think we're using the old ones. I don't know that we're reprinting the singles right now. But I think they've got hundos, fifties, twenties, tens, and fives at the banks ready for the teller drawers. Now, when are they going to bring those out? I've heard one bank said yesterday to us that they thought that would come out on Tuesday. Well, guess what? I think that's very possible, Tuesday or Wednesday. What are we hearing about our start? We're hearing from our redemption center people today, we heard, that they would be, that we would be receiving our notifications on Tuesday. So we're not going to get them over the weekend. We're not going to get them tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday. But more than likely, we're going to get our notifications with the 800 number on Tuesday. Okay, now when do we start exchanges? I think exchanges, based on the time of the day that we get those, we could start exchanging as early as Tuesday afternoon, Or if not, we could start exchanges on Wednesday. And that would be, what, 6 days from yesterday, right? Or from today, a week from yesterday. So it's kind of weird because we've got, it looks like, a little bit more time, but we know things are moving through, and the deep state, the cabal, is being moved out of the way. There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. I'm fortunate enough to know a little bit of it, but I have been asked not to say certain things on the call tonight. So I've been careful, like I normally are, like I normally am, not to get into a gray area. I don't know that there's anything else that is major. Oh, regarding the Q phone, which is the satellite phone that we're supposed to get, it will either get the phone at the Redemption Center or we'll get a certificate to turn in for that phone, that free phone, using the Starlink satellite system to communicate through. And it's a secure enough site and encrypted to where we can actually do financial transactions over it. So that's pretty cool. I think that's everything I really wanted to bring out. You guys know, if you have a master trust, that's a great idea to go in with that, put your bank account under the trust, your initial master account under your main umbrella trust. And then, of course, in my case, you guys know I'm doing four LLCs with separate bank accounts underneath the umbrella of the master trust and under the umbrella of the master account, master account with Wells. That's how I'm setting it up. And my attorney and I set that up and decided that would be the best way to do it. So let's say if there's anything else. I think that basically says it. Now, what else can you do between now and Tuesday? Well, I can tell you what you can do tonight. You can send Sue an email at integratedminds@hushmail.com. In other words, integrated, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com for the MedBed 100 course and or the Quantum 100 course. Each of those courses is $100. And if you want both, just let her know. I'd like both for $200. And those will be courses that you'll love to listen to. The MedBed 100, if you have any desire to use the MedBed to rejuvenate, to age regress, to fix anything that's wrong in your body, whatever, this course will give you ideas that you haven't even thought of yet of things that you might want to request in your pre-MedBed interview session that you do at the MedBed Center 15, 20 minutes before you go in to the MedBed. I can't wait for that. I am so ready for that, you guys. And the Quantum 100 is a great course. Oh, each one of those are two-night classes. So they're going to run around 3 hours, maybe a little over, because each class is an hour and a half, but there's a tendency to go a little longer on the last class. So it might be a little over 3 hours, but it's something you can go through, you can listen to over and over again and absorb it and really get the full effect of both classes. And the Quantum course is really going to prepare you well for after you come out of the Redemption Center and what you need to do, what you need to look for. All of that is part of it. And I highly recommend both of those courses. So if you have money and you can get it, go ahead and get it. If you have PayPal, let her know in the email that you have PayPal. If you don't, she can invoice you through PayPal and you can pay using a credit or debit card. Okay? So she does that through PayPal. All you do is put in the subject line MedBed 100, Quantum 100, or both. Just put plus 100 equals 200, and then send her the email. And just put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email, because a lot of times the emails don't have your name. She doesn't know who's asking for it, you know, who's looking for these. So you're going to want to do that. Go ahead and do it tonight, especially if you're on the West Coast. You've got a little more time tonight. It's getting a little late on the East Coast, but get those out to Sue and let her go ahead and work on getting those out to you guys. Okay? That'll be great. I want you guys to make sure that you check out the sale of Boomer Boost and Barley. Well, check that. Of Barley. Boomer Boost is not on sale. Barley is, whether it's Heirloom or whether it's Gladiator Barley, both of those are on sale. Buy one, get one half off. And then I love that sale a lot of people are taking advantage of. If you're at $150 total, you'll end up getting a free half-size canister of Heirloom Barley. That's a nice bonus, because that's like a $50 bonus right there. Maybe a little bit less, but not much. That you're going to get that. So I made sure to get my Myotrol, a couple of bottles of that today, along with the vitamin D3, along with the aloe vera for stem cell growth, all of those. I got those three today. And, you know, I'm glad I'm getting some backup. I need to get some backup so I'm not pushing it when I run out of something. I always have at least one new bottle in the cupboard to replace what was on the counter, all right? That's just my style right now. That's what I'm doing. So let's do this. Let's look forward to a really exciting weekend. I think they're going to – oh, here's one other piece. Oh, I'm glad I thought of this. This weekend, and I usually mean that Saturday and Sunday, right? This weekend, they're going to test the emergency broadcast system in 12 countries. They're going to test, I don't know which countries. I'm thinking the U.S. is one of them. So don't be surprised if you get it, an EBS test message or a test thing, you know, how you get it on the TV. Emergency broadcast system. It might also show up with a tone on your phone as an emergency alert system, okay, because they might be using both. But I know they talked in terms of EBS. In 12 countries as a test this weekend, remember we have a pending announcement from President Trump. Not sure what it's going to be about. I hope it's about Nassara and or Jassara. I hope it deals with our new currency, our new asset-backed, gold-backed currency, the USN, which they're transitioning all those accounts now so that we're going from USD to USN, like I said. So don't be surprised if you see that message on the EBS over the weekend, because I have a feeling we'll be one of the 12 countries that we'll be testing. All right? So let's take that and run with it. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. And let's look forward to something happening very early next week, like Tuesday. I don't think we're going to get it on Monday. I think we got a chance of getting a very good chance of getting it on Tuesday. That's what we're being told by people that are pretty much in charge of this at the redemption centers. Okay, so let's see where that takes us. Let's pray the call out, though. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the information that came in today, even later this afternoon, that was really, really strong. Thank you for everything that President Trump is doing. Thank you for Congress getting through on this bill and to get the Senate approval so we can get this big, bad, beautiful bill through the House and Senate. Help us to reach President Trump's goal of July 4th for that. help them to reach an agreement that's good for us. And thank you for everything that you're doing to prepare us for this blessing. We intend to be really good stewards of it, and we tend to help up-level humanity around the world. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, for everyone out there with the satellite team that's helping to get this call out. And thank you for Big Call Universe listening all over the globe. Thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. Give us a wonderful weekend and a great early next week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great weekend. We plan to talk to you Tuesday, but keep an eye out for your emails and get in touch with Sue and get in touch with Boomers and have a great weekend. All right? God bless you guys. Thank you.